Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
In Luke chapter 5, verse 17. One day, as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law, who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem, were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles in the middle of the crowd right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." Think about the word picture. Jesus was teaching not in a large church, but in a small home. Four men were so determined that Jesus could heal their friend, they carried him onto the roof, removed roofing material, lowered the crippled man into the presence of Jesus. When we study the customs and architecture of that day, most likely the lowering was accomplished with ropes. After the man had been lowered, it would have been necessary for the four men to let go of the ropes. If he were not healed, there was no way of drawing him back up. He would be trampled by the growing crowd. But the four men had enough faith in Jesus to bring their hurting friend into his presence and then let go of the ropes. The rest was up to Jesus. Have you come to the place in your marriage where you can let go of the ropes? Do you bring your spouse and loved ones into the Lord's presence daily? For that crippled man to have been balanced and let down, there must have been at least four ropes. What ropes do you want to use to bring your spouse back to the Lord and to you? One rope might be faith. In Mark chapter 11, verse 22, we read, "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you've received it, and it will be yours." Another rope should be prayer. Believe in the power of prayer. Prayer can move mountains of circumstances, can heal the sick, and touch your spouse. In James 5, verse 16, "The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins." When I was praying for my marriage, I chose to trust my Lord for everything in my life and marriage. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, we read, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." The final rope I had was God's power. Believe in God's power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead and defeated Satan. We read in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." I pray that you will take your spouse and loved ones to your Lord daily in prayer, trusting that the Lord can do anything through his resurrection power. Don't have ropes of fear, unbelief, hopelessness, and doubt. Let go of the ropes and leave the results up to your Lord Jesus Christ. God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.